like show business.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org. We're talking about Knives Out.
Kind of an Agatha Christie knockoff? How would you call that?
I would say this is Rian Johnson, the director and writer, doing what he does most of the time by taking an existing genre and playing around with it, either turning it on its ear or putting it in a different setting. If you remember when he did Brick, a film noir.
I like that.
Done in a high school setting.
Yes.
Looper was a take on a time travel story. He tried it with Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is him going and taking the whodunit, the Clue version.
All right. So Dad, one of my favorite actors, Christopher Plummer.
Oh, yeah.
World-renowned author.
Yep. And he's not replacing anybody in this movie.
Right.
He's just there.
Yeah. His throat is sliced. Supposedly a suicide.
Yes. That's the whole thing. You have a patriarch of a clan, is found dead, apparent suicide, and everyone is a suspect. It's a family that fights all the time.
And some of them are pretty dirtbaggish. Don Johnson doing a good job again.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. She's the daughter who is trying to keep everything together, but she has her dark side. You got Michael Shannon in there.
Yes, right. He's the son who believes that he's been doing something good, but he's just publishing dad's stuff.
Chris Evans, Captain America himself, is also, he's the grandson.
Yes, you're right.
I think some of the best parts of this are actually the atmosphere and the setting.
Mm-hmm.
The look of it really feels like a classic thriller, old wooden mansion kind of house.
Beautiful stuff inside, yes.
The rich palatial estate where you've got the dogs that can be released. And
and the slow, that's a good shot, the opening shot of the dogs.
Of course, the dog looks right in the camera at the beginning. That was not very professional, puppy.
Well, and now we're getting a plethora of drone shots. In most movies now, gothic house that really is imposing. I kind of like those, though.
Yeah.
I think it's been. Daniel Craig, talk to me. He's the big draw here, or at least they're playing him up big. How does he work as the detective?
Yeah, he's the detective who's brought in there to see whether it is foul play.
Okay.
Or whether it was just self-induced foul play. And it's interesting because he does play off of what, you expect him now to be James Bond, but he comes in there with kind of the southern drawl and he's a different kind of character. He's not like a Miss Marple or a Hercule Poirot. He's more traditional detective, just more, but he is trying to sleuth things out.
Yeah,
and
he is
looking for clues.
But I love it. He's frequently in the background.
Mm-hmm.
He's frequently slow to see, but he does see. But he doesn't. He doesn't expand on it. He just simply comes with his insights into what's happening. I like very much the way he underplays. He doesn't underplay his accents. I'm sorry, Kevin.
He does,
the accent is really tough for me.
He thickens that up a little bit. Yeah.
Rooster Cogburn or what is it?
Rooster Foghorn Leghorn.
Right. So, but you're right. It subtly plays off of that James Bond motif that gives that a certain element of edge to it. This is a serious business. This guy is serious. And then you got the family and you've got Chris Evans.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of liking him in this role. I like him as a petulant little boy.
He breaks out a little more than everyone else is that typical suspect.
Right.
And he does break out as something a little bit more as an agent of chaos into the whole scheme of things. I think what's interesting about this movie is it's the whodunit. And it's not really him turning it on his ear as much as just doing a very traditional whodunit.
The interesting...
But even then, I think the movie's self-aware enough with that. They have a scene where somebody's watching Murder, She Wrote, which is a great point of saying, a dinner party, of course. I mean, it's maybe not for the kids. You may want to go check out Frozen with the kids, but...
Yeah.
For Knives Out, it's like I said, it's a nice little murder mystery whodunit, and it works. A lot of people are comparing it to Clue, and I even said something like that. It's not as overtly funny.
I think it's purposely confusing, but I think for younger kids, you're going to say, what is going on? Because they do play around a little bit with your expectations.
Yeah, and there's a lot to keep track of. You do need one of those little scorecards with Clue. Yeah.
Knives Out. Kevin Carr, what grade would you award it?
I am going to give it a good solid B+.
And I'm going to give it a B. Certainly happy that everybody got through Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we are looking forward to Christmas, so we're on our way.
That's right. Rolling, steamrolling till the end of the year.